Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello and welcome to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Kelek Adkalar, the bard slash cleric.
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm playing Ayla, a wild elf barbarian.
And I'm Kim. I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
I am Chris Trott. I'm playing Lucius Viren Elowin Elenastro, and I am a high elf sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon. I'm playing Sentry. I am a Guardian Paladin.
A huge thanks to our sponsors, D&D Beyond and Brilliant.org. Stick around until the end to hear more about those. Let's jump in to the lowlands of Erois.
Quick recap of what happened last time on High Rollers in Erois. You guys were, all for your own reasons, your various characters were traveling aboard a skyship, one of the marvels of modern Erois made possible through Aetherium, a special resource. The particular skyship you were on was called the Sparrowblade, and it was headed for the floating sky city of Gusthaven. You had travelled across various different continents, and you had left a port called Imixan, and were travelling across the sea towards another stop-off point called Goldthrone before completing your journey to the Sky City itself. In the middle of the night, you were awoken by a terrible storm. Flashes of lightning, peals of thunder, echoed throughout the ship, and the sound of battle kind of shook you awake and drove you to take action. When you left your cabins, you met with each other as well as several other passengers that were traveling alongside you, and you were attacked by mysterious masked figures that seemed to have some sort of arcane powers and attacked you in the aim to simply kill you, it seemed like. They had no objective beyond eliminating witnesses. After this, you managed to explore a little more of the ship and discovered that in the keel, a remnant stalker, had been unleashed, had killed most of the crew, but to reach the kind of glide sails, these kind of parachutes, and escape the crashing airship, you had to do battle with it. You defeated the creature, although not without cost. Several of you took serious beatings from the creature, but you managed to escape. However, a dwarven passenger called Arvel kind of was separated and drifted off into the woods, and you found yourselves crashed in a large valley. Snow-tipped mountains, kind of autumn, like trees are dying, like things are, you know, beginning to approach towards winter. The air is very, very bitter, very, very cold, and yeah, it just seems to stretch out before you. And that is pretty much where we left off. You guys had made your way to recover Arvel, this dwarven passenger, and as you kind of tracked him down, you witnessed that he was fending off four humanoid creatures that you saw from a distance that were wearing sort of ragged furs and leathers, covered in sort of tribal kind of swirling pattern tattoos, and appear to be elven in nature. And we begin this week by rolling initiative.
Oh, straight away.
Just to get an idea of reactions. Okay. You might not want to fight, but just so we know who is where. I don't know why I'm rolling. I've already rolled mine.
Yeah, just doing for funsies.
Ayla.
10.
10. Quill.
9.
Nova.
10.
Lucius.
14.
Sentry.
17.
Whoa.
All right.
So it's important to note the initiative here, because the last thing you saw as you approached, you guys were making your way quietly through these kind of thick pine tree woods. But Sentry just happened to lean on a tree, and as she kind of like put a foot down, you hear a large audible branch snap. And you watched as these four elves, two of them had been sort of like firing arrows haphazardly towards Arvel, who was ducked behind several fallen logs with what appeared to be a broken leg. Two more, however, had come around his side, flanked him, and one had shot him with an arrow, and you watched as his eyes kind of flutter close, and he collapses to the ground. This kind of stout dwarven fellow with all sorts of jewelry and gold on him just kind of collapses into the leafy ground. Sentry, what would you like to do?
I want to peg it to Arvel.
Okay, so you can see that there is like a kind of semi-clear opening. You can see that there are fallen trees. There are several kind of like large rocks kind of sticking out of the ground, and then kind of clusters of trees all around.
Okay.
Imagine much more clustered trees, basically.
Okay.
You can see, so around sort of like the edges, there are much more clustered trees, but there is this kind of large opening where there are these kind of very old looking rocks, and you can see Arvel is down over here behind what appears to be several kind of like fallen branches.
Realistic.
And then these elves have basically scattered themselves amongst several rocks, two of which have flanked up on his side. So Sentry, you would like to run over.
I'd like to try and
make
up. At least she's dead.
Yeah, so you just want to move up, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the way to Arvel?
To Arvel?
Yeah, so wherever you guys were. Count the distance.
You could dash as an action, I suppose.
Yeah, you can dash as an action.
Yeah.
So you got 30 feet.
30 feet. Okay. So that's your movement, and then if you just want to get to him, you can spend your action to dash, which is you get to move again.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Okay. So you'll do that. It is difficult terrain to hop over the log, so it will cost. So it'll be like 5, 10, 20. Yeah. So you basically get right over his body.
Yeah.
You can see that he's got this arrow sticking out of his side, and you can see it's a bleeding wound. You can also see his leg. The bone is kind of jutting out of his knee, is like sticking out of the side of his thing. He has roughly splintered it with like it looks like a kind of piece of wood, like a branch, and he's tied it with like strips of like his shirt. He's basically just tied it to his leg to kind of form a very, very crummy splint.
Okay.
And yeah, you reach him, look down. Is there anything you'd like to do as a bonus action?
Let me see.
So I think your lay on hands and things is a full action.
Simply. Oh, okay.
If you go on D&D Beyond, you just tap on the little bottom one.
Okay.
And you go to actions.
Actions.
It should have all the things you can do.
Okie dokie, bonus actions.
I'm not even sure I have any bonus action spells.
Healing word.
I could do protection as a reaction.
Yeah, so you can do that as a reaction. So you can position yourself over him, like if they try and attack him or try and do anything to him, you can try and defend him. So is that what you want to do? Essentially,
just kind of position yourself
in. Okay, so you watch as Sentry leaps over this log. She strides up to the dwarf and basically raises this shield, which you can see is very, very immaculate. There is some sort of like heraldry on it, but none of you would recognize the heraldry, except I think Lucius, you made a check. You would probably recognize it as being Solvin, this ancient kingdom. This shield has the emblem of it, and she's kind of raising this up, and she's in a defensive stance over Arvel, but you can still see he is unconscious.
Yeah.
After Sentry, Lucius would be the next one to go.
Arvel! Arvel, no!
I'm going to sprint over to him as well.
Okay.
I think
full dash.
And that's me.
Okay.
Bonus action blade ward on myself.
Is that a bonus action?
Nope. I'm going to blade ward.
So as now two of you have moved over, you can see the elves that had fired. They kind of look over in your direction, and you just hear one of them. You're not really sure if the men or women. They're kind of covered in like thick paint that almost like blends in with like the kind of dark brown late autumn surroundings. It looks like kind of almost like war paint. But you can see they wear thick furs, leathers. Their bows are very rough. They have like not really short swords, but more like axes, like hatchets and things like that. And one of them just calls out, and you're a high elf, so you do speak elvish, but it's like hearing somebody in a really rough elven accent, like
Cockney.
Get away! He's ours. He is in our lands.
Can I use my bonus action to respond?
Yeah. It's a free action to speak, but you can only get a few short phrases out.
Stay away from my friend, you beasts!
Okay. Pull that out. So after that, I would say, Ayla, you have, I think, the highest dexterity out of everyone. What's your dexterity on Nova?
16 plus 3.
You're 17, right? So yeah, I'll give Ayla the advantage.
Can I see if they look like a clan of wild elves?
Sure. Give me a perception check. Yeah, perception or insight.
Seven.
So you're like straining to look at them, but you can see that, yeah, they're kind of blended in quite well with their environment. From everything you can look at, they look elven. You can see like pointed ears kind of sticking out from their very rough, kind of very dirty looking hair. Some of them have got like thick dreads, or like their hair is just like matted with like leaves and sticks and things like that.
And they still have their weapons drawn.
They have them. Oh yeah, the two of them have got short, all four of them have short bows out at the moment, but you can see they each have these two hatchets kind of tucked into their belts. They look very, very rough, and yeah, they don't have any clan colours on them, though. That's probably the only thing you'd notice.
I'm going to walk out and just say to them, look, none of us want to be here. None of us have chosen to stay in your land, but there was a bit of a crash. Don't know if you've seen it. A lot of smoke over there.
Ha! You just hear, like, one of them, like, barks out a laugh. Two of them, the two closest to you, kind of look over. And you hear, they're all speaking in Elvish. If you don't speak Elvish, this just sounds garbled like another language to you. In Elvish, she's just like, Erdieth! Well, they look over and they're like, ha! You are in wrong lands here. These are ours. You can go, but we're taking him. He has stuff. And he basically, like, really rough kind of accented. They sound very, even the wild elves you know, these guys are talking really, really, like, just dirty and rough. Their accent is extremely heavy.
Right.
And you can see they're kind of like looking at Arvel, and he's covered, like, all of his hands are covered in rings, and he's got like gold like necklaces and stuff on him, and his clothes are all very well made. And yeah, you've been around wild elves, like they've seen something that they want and they're gonna take it. But they gesture to you, they're like, you can go, as they point over Nova, unless you want to do anything else.
Bonus action. No, not at the moment.
Nova.
Can I move up to
just tip the tree out of the way.
I can't see these guys. Can I move up sort of like behind this tree so I can kind of support Ayla?
So you want to be behind the tree?
Yeah, behind the tree, so I've got
like
cover from
here.
The tree. Yeah, but I can like pop out and just be like pew if I need to.
Okay.
But Nova speaks Elvish, so I'm guessing she
would. So you can understand all of everything that's been said.
So I'm just gonna like take out a little pocketbook, like a translation book. And just like quickly look through my translations and just be like, if we give you his rings, will you let us go? We don't want to be here. And also, or we could give you the loot from the ship.
Give me a persuasion check with advantage.
Persuasion check with advantage.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
22. Okay. 22. So you catch the attention, and you can see them all kind of like looking around. And the two that were talking to Ayla are still having that conversation, but you're kind of calling this out just as they finish. But one of the other ones that was basically moving up towards Arvel on the other side kind of glances over, looks at Lucius, looks at you, and you've got quite like scrolls and books, and you've got quite nice clothes on. You're covered in like colourful clothes and gemstones.
You will be the death of us.
Well, you're quite far away, but do you have like, you've got like navigation stuff on you? Like,
Well, I've got the golden compass, and I suppose
you've got your spyglass and stuff like
but
that.
But I'm not actually out of the rock yet. Can they still see me? I haven't even acted yet.
They're pretty perceptive. They're probably, these
not
far
as perceptive as me.
Not as perceptive. Still means they're
doesn't
pretty
cancel their sight.
Yeah.
They have eyes.
I see better than you.
I can see better than you.
Yeah. The one of them kind of calls out, is like, you all have nice things. Perhaps we take them all. You just hear him chuckle to himself. Anything you'd like to do?
I'd like to point out the way that she's saying it as well is very like book.
Broken, yeah.
Book like Elvish. Like, you know, very formal, like, hello, my mother is a camel. You know,
nerd
like,
speaking Silmarillion and stuff like that. Like,
my age is 23 or whatever.
Yeah. Oname wa Novades.
Yeah.
Okay.
Watashi wa.
Wow.
Aishiteru. Yeah. Bonjour. I would like to I'll reply to...
You can't reply.
Okay.
In about the 6 seconds, okay. Like, you've said your thing.
Can I ready an action that if one attacks, I will Eldritch Blast them?
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Okay, so you're going to ready that action. Quill. Oh, in fact, no, before Quill. The two elves, so...
No.
One's going to kind of scoot round. They just kind of reposition themselves, and you watch as... Very similar to, like, you can see Nova kind of readying herself, like, kind of, you kind of got one hand on Tiangong's grip, and then your other hand is kind of at the ready. You can see all of these elves now knock arrows, and they tense. You can see them, like, not aiming them at you, but if they need to, they can quickly snap these bows up and fire if they have to. Yeah, you could probably say. One of them kind of steps more towards Arvel, and he is more directly pointing the bow at Sentry, and he's just like, move! Ours.
No way, Jose.
It's just like, glares for a second, and you can see there's this kind of like standoff still going on. Quill, what would you like to do?
Nova, what's the deal? Is this another fight? What's happening?
Do you not speak Elvish?
No. I don't know what's going on.
Can I reply to him?
You've got enough, like, you can.
They want our stuff.
Oh. That's probably about as much as with the other conversation. You're like, they want our stuff.
I'm going to sort of peek out from behind the rock and put one hand out.
Little burb hand.
My only hand.
Wing, claw.
Wing, yeah. I don't know if you speak my language, but we mean no harm. You can take some stuff, just not the hymn.
I'm not translating.
Okay. So, Arvel.
That's my entire turn.
Does he get to ready in action or anything?
No, Arvel is unconscious.
He's dead. No,
I won't. If I wasn't going to anyway.
Yeah.
Cool, O'Brien.
I just want to see how they act first.
The other elf is just like when you say, like, you can take us, he's like, okay, give stuff. All of you drop things. Everything valuable, give to us now.
Does he say in Elvish or?
He says in common, like that broken kind of like, all give. You see the elves all tensing. But yeah, he just is barking, like, he like gestures to Lucius. Gems, all of them, clothes.
You absolutely will not get any of these gems. Do you want some fire in your face?
Oh God.
Oh.
Please just give him something, come on. I've got nothing here.
As soon as the arrow comes up, the whole bravado thing.
just drop. He just gestures it towards you, this bow. So at the moment, yeah, they're not making any advanced movements. They are basically threatening and demanding. They're like, drop. They look at you.
Are we allowed to?
No, they're like, they kind of size you up and they're like, they're not going to mess with you too much. Same with Sentry. Sentry and Ayla, they don't make any demands, but the three of you and they point at Arvel, like, give us your things.
I will pay for all of us to just go our separate ways.
How much?
Well, I have some coin.
Good, all coin.
All coin?
All coin.
Are you mad?
Well, you probably are.
No, I'm giving...
Right. It's because we're still in initiative, because Arvel, you can see his like blood is pooling out of him. Sentry, what would you like to do?
Can I do cure wounds on Arvel?
Do you have any spell slots left?
Oh, that's a good point. Probably not. No, can you lay on hands instead?
If you have any lay on hands left, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I've got all lay on hands.
Okay, so you just kind of, as you start reaching down towards him, you hear the kind of stretch of the bowstring, and one of them is just like, stop,
ours,
like. What are you doing?
Well, he'll be no use to you if he's dead, at least.
It's like, he will be plenty use to us with dead. Good fuel for fire, and his rings will still belong to us.
But he's our friend and we need him, so you can't have him.
I do not care if he is your friend. He fell in our lands. He's trespassing.
What are you doing?
I'm just going to hold my shield up in front of Arvel, and I'm just going to carry on.
Carry on doing it.
Carry on, lay on hands.
So how much do you want to lay on hands in by?
Can I give him 5?
Okay, 5 hit points. So you reach down, and you plant the shield, and then you plunge down, and you see the man, the arrow kind of shoots loose. But you can see it's a warning shot. It just thuds into the ground as you just reach down, and you feel this kind of warmth flow out of your roots and your metal and stone, and you see Arval's eyes kind of flicker open. The wound is still there and it's still bleeding, but you can see he's kind of got some vitality left, and he's like, ugh, what in the blazes? He's like, you can see he's disorientated, but yeah, this wound probably still needs to be physically patched up. Yeah. And he's got a broken leg. But yeah, you can see he's alive for now. So that's your go. That's your action.
Cool.
At this point, yeah, it looks like the rest of them now are starting to basically take action, because it was a new round, any previous readied actions. So just the warning shot went off. Lucius, what would you like to do?
Okay. Put your brutish bows down. Let's handle this like people.
Oh.
I will give you coin if you let the rest leave.
Are you doing anything or just saying?
I'm going to dipping into my coin. I'm showing them a whole stack of coins.
How much coin?
50 gold.
Whoa, that's a lot of gold.
Okay.
Just showing them that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay.
Can I hold that much there?
Yeah, so like, it's like, because you've got like the platinum hand coins in as well. Like, you can probably have like some gold and some platinum mixed in. Ayla, what are you doing? So you see Lucius, like, you see them like fire this warning shot. You can see sentries. Arval is conscious. Lucius is holding out this money. What would you like to do?
You're not going to get a better offer than that today. Come on. Gold. And then we just want to keep going and leave this land.
Okay. Why don't you give me a intimidate or persuasion with advantage because of Lucius?
Whoa. That's a good roll.
21?
21.
Intimidate?
Okay, okay. So you watch, as you kind of say that, they kind of eye up the gold, they lower the bows now. It looks like that they were literally about to engage, but with that they kind of lower their weapons down. They kind of cast a suspicious eye.
I will still ready my action to like blast if anyone moves to attack.
Okay.
But I will just say things to the effect of, you know, again, in my very translatory book, how to speak Elvish. I'll just carry on with what everyone else is saying. Like, he'll pay for all of us, and we can help you get fuel from the ship if you need.
They kind of chuckle. We do not need outsider help. Already our people are at your ship. But he just kind of gestures forward, and you can see they kind of raise their weapons as one of them, this kind of brutish man that's been speaking. You can see he's an elf, but he's got horrible scars like over his lip and face, part of his ears being torn off. You can see that they're covered in these kind of very pale blue tattoos, like Celtic knots and swirls around their arms, around their neck, almost covering most of their body. And he kind of walks up to Lucius, holds out his hand.
Coin!
Very slowly giving.
He just like grabs your hands, like, breaks it off.
Stop it.
Like, bites one, smells it.
It's very much real. I don't like, carry chocolate.
He opens up like a rabbit skin pouch and he kind of like shoves it all inside, ties it up.
We had a deal.
He like slings his bow. He's like, you have made deal with me. And if you wish to pass through lands, you will need more coin and you will need to convince Kara. And then he whistles, like it's almost like sounds like a bird noise when he whistles. It's kind of like a bird shrill thing. And you watch as the others like sling their short bows. They still keep hands on the hand axes though, and they basically begin to back off.
Off you go.
And they're just watching.
Could you point the way out?
We paid for your services.
You paid for life, not service.
I think you just
your
paid
people
to survive yourself.
Your people. What clan are you from?
Sneers a little. We are our own clan now.
And then he just kind of turns away. And you can see that like by like all the scars and things like that, you don't think that, considering they don't have any colours on them, you're not sure if these guys are still part, they might be exiled. Like it's quite common for like people that upset the clan to basically be kicked out. And giving the impression of where they're living here, you're not sure if these guys are part of a formal clan anymore.
What clan were you in? I ask because I'm looking for a clan myself.
Turns around, looks at you with a kind of like look of slight respect. Is like,
they were called Kalan Rus. They are far to the east. But this is our land now. Be careful where you tread, Skylander.
And then he looks at Lucius, spits, and then walks away.
Rude.
What was that name?
Callan Rus. R-U-S. A little apostrophe after the Callan. So at this point, you're out of initiative, obviously. Yeah. Arval is like holding, but he's like desperately trying to hold in blood. The arrow's probably nicked some sort of artery, and he's like, he's like looking down at it, but you can just hear him. He's struggling to concentrate.
I'm standing proud at the moment and just looking around at the group.
So after a few seconds, most of the elves, Quill, you managed to keep an eye on most of them. Ayla and I think Nova, you managed to keep a decent eye on them as well. But they do blend into the woods and then they kind of like melt away into these kind of like wooden autumnal trees. Mm. Cool, you can probably still hear them, but they're moving very, very quietly. Okay. One of them kind of, even you can't follow where he's gone, like just seems to like vanish.
So they're going away from us?
Yeah, they're moving away.
Okay, in that case, I'll step out from the rock and just sort of say to everyone, I think they're gone now. Are we... We can take them away.
Oh my god, that was too much.
You came in useful for once. Hold on.
How much gold do you have?
Can I roll a constitution check to faint?
Sure.
16 plus.
You managed to kind of keep it together. Like, you kind of still have that. You want to keep a good impression still. So you're managing to say, but you're like trembling. Your hands are shaking. Like,
this is my daddy's.
Can I like
never
have a hand on Arval and a hand like on?
Yeah, you can like reach up. You can like. You feel this kind of like plated, sort of like metal hand.
Oh god! Oh, thank you, Sentry. Arval, you okay?
Feeling a little woozy. Bleeding won't start.
He's like holding it to his body, but you can see it's a pretty bad wound.
Does anyone have any supplies, bandages, anything?
I never did my first aid course.
Anybody can try a medicine check.
I think I would probably rush up and try to help him, sure. So I'll do a medicine check of 11.
11, yes. You manage to, you kind of tear off, find some cloth, maybe part of the sky sail or like the glide canvas and stuff like that. You kind of shred that into bandages. And you begin tying it up, and you probably have like a, you know, maybe not like a sewing kit, but maybe you've got like use a slight amount of healing magic just to kind of like keep the flesh pressed together and heal whatever kind of internal thing got nicked. Yeah. You manage to kind of like compress that down. This bandage will stop him bleeding, but if he gets jostled too heavily, if he gets knocked down again, this could come loose, and he needs either long rest, like days worth of rest to heal properly, or a more a better physician to kind of like provide a more suitable binding to it.
What happened to the other three that were with
they
us?
Waited like they waited. Just when you guys heard the cries, they were like, we'll wait over there.
Okay.
Maybe the Siaska cohort, they have some healing capabilities.
Probably going to check for them actually, because those elves are not going to be easy to spot.
That's a good point. Yes.
So I guess we will go back
check on
those three.
Come on, buddy.
You can see that with the broken leg, like, yeah. Do you want to carry him?
I want to carry him, yeah.
Okay. What's your strength score?
Let me have a look.
I could probably carry him.
You could put him on your shield.
I think the two of you probably can at the top.
Even weaker than Juta.
16.
Plus
16. 3. Yeah, so 16. Wow. With your equipment, because like you've got your armor and you've put your shield and thing, you'll have to like literally put your shield like on your back or something like that, because you can't just carry him like piggyback. You'll probably have to like physically like fireman carry him, because he's a dwarf, right? He's short, but he's very wide. You can see he's got a bit of a gut to him. He's quite heavy.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to like lift him up with both hands.
I can hold your axe. If you really want, then.
Yeah. Or you've got a loop for it and stuff as well, if you want to.
I can give it to Arlo,
I have an idea. You use the shield as almost like a trolley. You hold one end, you hold the other, and you put the dwarf in the middle.
I literally said that.
But then we
did you?
Cool! What a great idea.
Well, you've got her battle axe.
I just want to swing it about a little bit.
Yeah, it's just pretty well weighted. You can see that there's flowers.
She's a good fighter, I trust her.
Yeah. And then you've kind of got Arval kind of over your shoulder. And you have to, at this point, you are moving about half your normal speed, because like Sentry is carrying Arval, but you have to do it very carefully, because you don't want to jostle him in this bandage. So it takes you...
Can we take the rest of the sail that you took the bandage from? Can we take the rest of that? Or anything like... Mm-hmm.
just to
it's just like a big
that.
Cloth. You can see that there was some sort of like enchantment, which is faded now.
Yeah.
Since it's landed. But yeah, it's just like you can begin cutting that up. If somebody's got time, it probably takes you like 15, 20 minutes just to cut up, like using like a knife, like cutting shreds of these fabrics.
It'd be useful to have some more.
Into strips. Yeah, sure, you can do that. So 20 minutes to do that, and then about sort of like 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes to walk back to the group where you were. You find that they have basically found like a small kind of like clumps of trees, and they've kind of like nestled in, and you can see them kind of trying to keep themselves as hidden as best they can. But you see a dark-skinned woman wearing... with long dark hair. You can see that she's kind of got like a very angular features, like a quite a kind of sharp chin and sharp nose. And then next to her is a fellow with kind of sandy colored hair, a bit of a, you know, maybe 3-4 days worth of beard growth, blue eyes. And they're both wearing priest robes, which are dark colors emblazoned with like little sparkling gemstones or like little crystals or like painted stars. And they're wearing these kind of robes. And then kind of nestled between them is this young girl who's wearing dark clothing, kind of like, you know, peasant girl kind of clothing, but she's got long dark hair and these bright purple eyes, and she's kind of stuck between them, like, looking a bit bored, but also a little bit scared, and you kind of hoist over Sister Yusuf, the woman kind of rushes up and is just like, oh, you found him, thank goodness. Is everything all right?
Is Siaska able to shine upon us any healing for him? I'm afraid he may need it.
I'm afraid I used all of it when we were crashing, fighting off the assailants that we fought and the beast in the hold. I can attempt to reapply the bandages if you wish, but...
The bandages are going to hold, aren't they?
It will hold for now. I just... worry if anything violent is to happen to our friend. This leg is also, and she kind of examines it. I'm afraid that this is a clean break. This will take either magic or weeks to heal, I'm afraid. And it is far beyond my power. We'll need to get him to civilization at some point.
How does the splint look on his leg?
Pretty rough, like it could probably be used with somebody doing a better job as well. Like, yeah. It's so easy for him to just go over in the wrong angle and snap it again and cause a lot of pain.
Can I try and look for... wood that would make a better splint.
Sure. Yeah. You don't even need to roll for that. You're an outlander. You kind of spend a bit of time scooting around. You find some sort of like long branches without any kind of like. You can take your axe and something's going on above us.
Seagulls.
You can probably use Sentry's axe to kind of like chop down some of like the smaller branches into like proper sized pieces. And then with the strips that you took from the thing, I'd say that somebody, either you can ask Sister Yusuf to do it, or one of you can try
probably
another medicine
her,
check.
Because she's probably better.
You want her to try?
Sure.
Yeah, she seems to do a much better job than Arvel did. She sets him down, it takes about an hour, so she kind of sets him down, and she just gingerly takes off the splint. You can see that Arvel's in a lot of pain, but he's kind of bearing through, he's like... and he has to kind of psych himself up, but she kind of sets the leg ever so slightly, like basically then attaches the wood on either side, kind of forms like a four-way splint, and then bandages it all up. And it's pretty solid. He's going to be pretty slow if he has to walk, but he can walk vaguely on it.
Okay. Useful.
And then you can see that his shirt is like all ripped where he's had the wound and it's been bandaged by Quill.
He had such nice clothes, right?
He did have nice clothes, yeah, but they've all kind of been ruined. They're bloodstained. The vest is all clean through.
Arvel, you look atrocious, I must say. I fell out of an airship and then a bunch of wild elves, no offense, tried to kill me. I'm not surprised. So did I, but I look great.
Do you guys?
Sure.
I don't think you've seen yourself recently.
Oh, don't say that. Anyway.
At least they didn't take Evangeline. And he's like, you can see the whole time he's been holding this crossbow, like, close to him. He's like, stroking it.
Here, let me assist. No, not Evangeline. Mm. I'm going to apply mending to his clothes.
Okay, yeah, you watch as, like, the threads kind of... and weave together
some wispy colour
into the fabric, like the threads themselves kind of take on hues to fix the ones that have been lost, and you watch as the where it's been ripped and torn it now begins to mend or grow new fabric. He's like, what?
Well, thank you, boy, that's mighty kind of you.
If only I could do that to your leg. Apologies.
That would be quite the feat. This'll need severe work. I've heard of priests that can heal wounds like this, but we'll need to find somewhere.
Dad, you'll know.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will.
We just have to communicate with him somehow.
Where is Daddy?
Gusthaven.
Does anyone actually know where we are, speaking of?
Nope.
Would I know that from the name that that wild elf told me, would I know anything?
You can make a history check if you want. Yeah, you can make a history check.
15.
15? Yeah, it kind of vaguely rings a bell. You don't know all of the clans out there, but you've Kaelin Roos, maybe you've heard, might be on the continent of Suvona. And they tend to live in a... You know that they live in quite a cold, bitter climate. They're pretty sad, they're pretty tough folk. You know, wild elves in general are rugged and tough people. These guys chose to live in a very, very cold, inhospitable area. Generally known for being very good hunters. Just the stories that you've heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Suvona, most of you, in fact, all of you would know, except Sentry, because you were not awake when all of this happened. Suvona is the southeastern continent. Southern continent. Not southeastern, southern continent.
Okay.
It's kind of in the middle of the different continents.
And does Gusthaven only fly around?
Would we know from that?
No, Gusthaven is what's on called something called the Central Ley Line, which is a wind current that basically drifts across three of the different continents, and it actually circles the entire planet. Unlike some of them, which kind of only circle one continent, Gusthaven kind of goes across the thing. It means that Gusthaven is very, very profitable because it trades with all different types of people. It doesn't just trade with the same people all the time. So it's very, very affluent. He's so proud, looking, he's like, that's my hometown.
Is one of the seven cities?
It is one of the seven sky cities, yeah. Gusthaven is one of the prime seven cities. It does fly over Suvona. It trades quite heavily with the... Well, not really the capital, but one of the main kingdoms here called Goldthrone or Rooksfield.
I'd know that.
Yeah, you would know that it trades with Goldthrone. You would have probably done business with the dwarf and human kingdom there.
Okay. Does anyone know of any lowland settlements in this continent?
Goldthrone.
Throne's like the big one. Unless you're really natives to this continent, which I don't think any of you are, you would either have to make a history check or, some sort of like something like that to figure it out. Like, would, there might be a reason.
Would I know more about Goldthrone being a messenger?
Sure, give me it with an advantage.
Okay, so history.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
18.
Yeah. So you know a little bit about Goldthrone. Sure, you would have like learnt about it when you were training to be a messenger because it is a major... It's one of the major kind of civilizations of the lowlands. Like, there are most continents will have one or two of these kind of like rebuilt cities, right? After the Sundering, where everything was destroyed, many of the cultures and civilizations rebuilt, and they took old kingdoms. They might have taken old cities that were ruins and repaired them. They might have built new ones, and rebuilt up new kingdoms. You know that Goldthrone, back in the pre-Dark War, was primarily dwarves, and it was kind of known... the area around it was a bit of a breadbasket, right? Like, it fed pretty much a lot of Erois. It has, like, really fertile soil, very, very good for growing crops and vegetables and things like that. After the Sundering, it kind of still retained a lot of that soil, and so the culture that grew up here is very farming-orientated.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty affluent city. It does a lot of trade. It trades a lot with the Sky Cities for food and Ethereum. So it means that it's very, very, just well off. The rural villages around it are almost always farming communities. And they have something called the Harvest Guard, which is their version of like their watch, their city watch. And they kind of spread out across everywhere. Okay. You know a few settlements. It's kind of tricky. Goldthrone is the main capital, but the rural settlements you probably don't know the exact names of. But there's a lot of them scattered around.
Okay.
And if you're on Suvona, you're probably... If you're on Suvona and Goldthrone was your next stop, you reckon, looking at where you are, with your knowledge of cartography, you think you're in a place called the Bitterwood, which is the sort of southern edge of the continent. It's a very icy, kind of bitter area. It's a very thick wood that covers it in a mountain range, known for having quite a lot of monster problems and kind of like exiled, humans that get sent out here because it's not a very nice place to live. Great. But you know that there are settlements to the north, that going north will basically bring you to Rooksfield, which is the kind of area that Goldthrone is the capital of.
Oh, okay, so we're actually not too far away from...
You're,
potentially
you're
too far
away. Weeks away.
Well, I mean, it could be further away.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You reckon that, like, if you're at the very edge of the Bitterwood, like, if you're on the edge of the Bitterwood, it will probably take you, like, a couple of weeks, maybe a bit longer, to reach Goldthrone itself. But there will be villages and settlements along the way.
Okay.
I'd also say, with your knowledge of cartography, you spotted that there was a river flowing out from the mountains.
Yeah.
That river flows into a large lake, and so it flows north and leads into a large lake, which is, you know, a week's or a week and a half travel from Goldthrone. Okay. So if you follow the river, chances are you'll probably find settlements along the way.
Interesting.
Quill, you seem lost in your own thoughts.
sorry. I'm just thinking... this wound is not going to heal itself. We need to get it treated. I couldn't catch a lot of what you were all saying to these elves.
Elvish.
Well, yes. Are we able to go to the ship to get supplies?
They're already there.
Right.
Probably a bad idea. Yeah. Probably a lot more of them as well.
I mean...
Daddy's back! Oh, no. We need to go.
We...
No.
I mean, how much coin do you have?
I gave 50 away, and I've got some platinums and another 100.
How much?
I'm whittling down. It's awful.
Oh, yeah, dreadful.
You see, out of the assembled folk, Sister Yusuf has kind of been speaking with the other brother, the kind of priest that's been travelling with her and the young girl. And the brother actually speaks up, Corin, you know his name is. I don't mean to be rude, and he kind of glances at Ayla when he says that, but he's like, from what I understand and what I've learnt of these wild elves, it's we are going to have clashes with them throughout all of these woods. We probably cannot just keep paying them off forever. They, from what I understand, it is a case of, well, yes, and he just kind of like awkwardly
they
looks
mentioned
around.
A leader, didn't they? What was the name?
Kara.
Kara? Maybe we just go to her and pay her off, and maybe all the little henchmen and hench ladies will leave us alone.
Yeah, they're not gonna do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm pretty naive, but in my teachings of the Wild Elves, that's not gonna work.
Why?
Money doesn't make the world go around. Well, it does.
It does for them.
But money is only gonna take you so far, and you're gonna run out. And then what? They're gonna take your rings, and then your clothes.
They're just gonna, like, they're gonna just look at you, look at what you're wearing, yes. And they're just gonna kill you and take it.
Well... That's extremely rude.
Yeah, but...
I think the only reason that they didn't fight you back there is because you had the numbers on them.
Do you think there's more?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If they're at the ship, plus, there will be a lot of them.
If that was only... They weren't even with the other clan. There's more than one clan in these woods.
Oh, Sieska above. Why am I down here?
Because the ship crashed.
I think... What's the time of day?
It was early morning. It was super early, super morning, early morning when the ship crashed.
Okay.
It was like it crashed in the middle of the night, sort of like 4 a.m. So for you guys, it's probably about 6, 7 a.m. now. So the sun is risen, late risen, but it is kind of casting sunlight throughout the woods. And you can see that, yeah, these are expansive woods. Like these are thick woods all around you. It's only because Quill has this like rough map that he managed to sketch out from when he was up high that you kind of vaguely know the locale and what's around you. But it'll be very easy to get lost, and it's probably going to take you some time to travel through these woods.
Quill, did you see any settlements on your descent?
No settlements. No, the only thing really is the crashed ship. If we need to get, it's going to take us weeks to get what? To
weeks.
Weeks potentially.
I'm going to be sorcerer practice.
Oh, what sorcerer practice?
I have it on Wednesdays.
What day is it today?
It is the 2nd of Pallas, so it's. I'll have to come up with names for the days of the week.
Pallas Day.
It's the month. But yeah.
Well, you're going to miss it.
How many?
What well, practice is it you're missing?
Sorcerer.
Sorcerer?
Yes.
Sorcerer. Oh, yes. Like the bzz, pss.
Yes.
Sorcerer.
Yes, how I mended to Arvel's clothing and whatnot.
Sorcery.
I am a sorcerer.
Sorcerer.
Yes.
Sister Yusuf.
I've probably got a book on it.
Looks at Sentry.
Guardian, what do you think we should do? Your people are known for being quite capable.
Well, I'd say we're in a quite tricky situation. Arvel's really hurt. We really need to get Arvel seen to. Because technically we're down a person. So if we come into conflict, we're going to be a man down.
It's possible that the airship may have had some healers' kits and medical supplies, perhaps, but I'm not sure.
Not to mention survivors, potentially, maybe.
Yes, I was worried.
The only ones.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that, Guardian, you told us that the captain and the first mate were at least still fighting when the ship was going down.
Did they have access to the gliders, though?
Well, I don't know.
No. I don't know.
They are perhaps a bit more seasoned on the ship. They would know what to do, I suppose.
I just pictured them with salt and some paprika and things like that on them. Sorry, distracted, seasoned.
Yes.
We have two choices here. We either go one way, try and find a settlement, have some shelter, get some rest, or we can go back to the ship and probably die to a massive clan of wild elves. Your choice.
So all this time has been going on. I've been reading from a scroll, and if anyone checks it, it will say something like a survivor's guide to the Lowlands, what to do when you...
But it's like, it's real, like anybody, like you, if you read it, and you, if you read it, you would realise it is bad advice.
Yeah, it's like a kid's book, you know, like an illustrated kid's book, like how to survive.
If a bear comes up to you, lay down.
It's more like, if an owlbear approaches you, pretend to, like, make yourself look really big, and you know that that just will make them more aggressive and territorial and stuff like that. Like, it's really backwards in most places.
So according to my scroll, 10 ways to survive the wilderness.
Oh,
can I see that?
Yeah, in a second. But it says that we should find water...
Yes.
Shelter, and punch owlbears in the nose.
Owlbears?
Yeah, because it throws their scent off, apparently.
Oh, wow, fascinating.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to not ever show this scroll to anyone ever.
What? But it's written by...
No.
Why?
So many reasons.
It's written by... The name is very clearly some sort of high elven sort of writer, like some sort
Somebody
of scholar.
Somebody who's never been in... Yeah. Like,
very obviously.
Pictures are nice, though, so just look at those.
They are nice, aren't they? Very well illustrated.
Yeah.
Did you go for a big jab or is like a quick?
It doesn't say.
Maybe I could blast them some magic so I don't have to touch them.
Arvel just groans. I kind of wish those elves had actually got me now.
Yeah, airship.
Okay, well, we do have another option. When I was in the sky, I did see a camp relatively nearby.
Oh.
I imagine, seeing the wild elves now, it's their camp.
Oh.
I mean, if there's loads of elves at the ship, which has loads of supplies, then that's one option. Another is we could go back to the wild elves that just attacked us.
How sure certain are you that it's wild elf camp?
I really don't think that you're going to be able to talk your way over again with them. But, I mean, we could just take them down.
I put it this way. They were willing to kill me because they had numbers on me. If there's more of them than you, I suspect that they'll just try and kill you and take your stuff.
Yep. They're not interested in anybody.
Well, maybe that's... Maybe we kill them first.
We could leave a trail of gold.
Give them the reason to
leave
them. Just leave us alone. If they know who we are, we know that we're killing them. They won't come to us, right?
But we might attract more attention.
They might come for revenge.
That's true. Who's to say it was a wild elf camp, though? Because those elves were pretty stealthy. So surely they would have a camp that we couldn't see.
No. Plausible.
Point.
I saw the
tree houses
camp and they ran off in that direction, I imagine.
They were heading north. Yeah.
They ran off to that direction.
And you saw it, but like, you saw it because you're really fucking good at spotting stuff because you're a fucking bird man.
Did it look disguised?
It looked like, you could see that there were like vague shapes of buildings, like some in the trees, some on the ground.
Okay.
But you saw like tiny plumes of smoke, probably from fires that had been put out in the morning, you know? Like.
Yeah.
Fires that had died out and the smoke was just rising.
I mean, it could be the wild elves, it could not be the wild elves. Either way, I did see that. There could be some supplies there if we are willing to ransack someone else's camp.
So, to summarise, danger that way,
yes.
Death here.
And we've got 3 weeks or so, or a few weeks or so to get to...
Few weeks now.
Gold Throne at the very least, to have Arvel seen to.
So, let's Arvel's, get a
Arvel,
move on.
Arvel looks up and he's like... Well, it will take that long. If we're where you think we are, then it will take that long to get to Goldthrone. But there's towns and villages along the way. There's a few in southern Rooksfield. They'll see to us, I'm sure.
Arvel knows. We'll just follow Arvel.
I am from Savona, so...
Oh.
What did you say?
I'm from Goldthrone. I was being shot by elves. And I don't know if you have noticed, but...
And he, like, gestures at his wound that is, like... Wasn't exactly in a talking mood till now.
What a wonderful turn of events. You've landed in your homeland.
Oh, yeah, sure. I was kind of hoping to go to Gold Throne, though. Not
we'll
land
go
in the middle of the damn Bitterwood.
Well, have you been here before?
No, that's the thing. Most folks don't come down this way. The only people that will come into this place would be either people who are desperate to get away, people looking to kind of set out on their own, or people looking for trouble. This ain't no fairground around here.
And on that note, those guys are potentially exiles, so they're probably even more aggressive.
Harvest Guard have a lot of problem with wild elves around here. You need to watch yourself if we go to civilized places, Missy, because they might not take too kindly to you. I mean, I've met you, I'll vouch for you, you saved my life, but folks around here, wild elves, they just come in, they take what they want, set fire to farms. People don't take, well, people are real protective around here.
So. Who's in the name? Wild.
Well, thank you
for your
observation.
Thank you.
Can we move?
Yes, please. Sure.
Well, we need a direction. Are we going to the camp? Are we going to the ship? Are we going to
the
river?
It's like Nova said, death. Pick one. Go.
Ooh. Which way do you think Goldthrone would be? Because I'd quite like to get there too.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I mean, we'd need to follow the river. We'd probably find a settlement. The river's to the east. But we have to pass this big mountain. So we'd have to go around that too. Past the camp.
So these all sound awful.
Just start walking,
it's worth
then.
A try.
Okay.
Right.
Just
so you guys, so where are you? Good. Where would you like to go? Point to me on your little map there,
little
Tom
map
Hazel.
Well, have we decided then, the camp or are we just walking?
I guess towards Goldthrone, so east.
We're just walking towards Goldthrone.
Just walking towards,
that's north, right?
Walking towards
It's just north, yeah. So
if you pass me your map.
We're currently on the southernmost part of that map.
Let me just draw a little note here.
And yeah, basically to the north of us is the way to Goldthrone. Around the mountain was the river. And on the edge of the mountain was the camp.
I've drawn the direction towards Goldthrone for you.
Yeah.
That way.
North, yeah. That's all we got. So we can just walk north until something happens, if that's what you want to do.
I'm going to stand behind Sentry like a shadow.
If we go that way, we'll kind of pass the ship. Maybe you can sort of see if it's worthwhile.
That's true. We could see what the ship looks like. I imagine mostly destroyed and covered in elves.
I'm sure it's attracted a lot of attention. Maybe we could use that to avoid that entirely.
Okay, well, let's go to the river.
Okay.
I'm hearing two different things about where you want to go. This half is saying go to the river, and then I feel like this half is saying just go north past the edge.
This one is saying, like, nothing. I've just got a map.
I feel like we have to. If there's mountains in the way, we can't really...
Skirt around.
Probably we
have to skirt around the mountains, which is going north regardless.
You did see some caves on there as well. I did draw them on.
Yeah, there.
Oh, I thought that said camp.
No, that's a cave. That's a camp. It says he
you're drew, cartographer, guys.
He drew a little
camp,
fire.
Cave. Yep. All the same thing.
I'm sorry, I'm not an artist.
We have an alternative plan now.
What's that, Quill?
There's a cave in the mountains.
A cave?
I don't know what's in
what
there.
What are we, a bear?
Good point.
I cannot be held up in a cave.
Why not?
You can stay in the woods then and die to...
Okay, I'll go to the cave. That's not a problem, actually.
Caves are only shelter, foraging? If anything else.
True.
Good. How good? Very good?
I can feed myself, thanks.
Could you feed 1, 2, 3, this many people?
Could I feed that many people?
Yep, let me get a player's handbook. I think you can feed up to 6.
We so not could. The whole...
Not the whole group.
Group.
Does Sentry need to eat?
I don't need to.
Sentry doesn't need to eat.
We could just get to the river,
I still
find
couldn't
some
feed,
food
like,
there,
two people.
Yeah. And then just follow the river until we find some kind of settlement.
Is anyone hungry? Does anyone want food? Because I will
hungry.
Go find... Okay.
Yourself and up to 5 other people, so 6 people total, including yourself.
So I can't feed everyone. But
so you can do
feed.
You can do 4 of you, and then 2 of the others, and then 2 would be without. But you might also have, like, if you've got things like explorer's packs, you guys might have some rations and things already. You might have water skins.
Let me see.
Water skins generally last you a day before you need to, like, fill them up, unless you want to ration yourselves.
Got a scroll of pedigree.
What?
Nothing useful.
I've got a scholar's pack. I have a little bag of sand.
You can cook.
I've got a jar of dirt.
I could eat the sand.
If we get flooded.
I've got a jar of dirt.
And then Sentry is just like, I don't need to eat.
I'm fine.
I can eat, but I don't need to.
That's useful.
Yeah.
I like that.
Sentry.
That's useful.
Sentry.
What?
When you put food in, where does it go?
I don't put food in.
You don't?
No.
That would be a waste.
You don't need
food.
It?
I don't need food.
Oh, fantastic.
I can mimic the act of eating if it makes you
that's
feel more comfortable.
Yes, absolutely. That's a waste of other people's food. No.
When we sit down,
you can eat Lucius's food.
What about is Arbol okay? Does he need food?
I would like some food. Yes, please.
I can give Arbol my food.
Rabbits?
You're not
I worry yet. About us sitting or standing around out.
Yeah. Let's move. What let's get doing? Moving.
What's the plan, Quill?
We're going to go north. We're going to avoid.
Hold on a minute. What? We don't actually know your name yet.
Quill. Well.
No, but Kim speaking here.
Okay. Have I ever not ever said my
name? You haven't actually said your name, not in episode zero, not in last week. I'm pretty sure you haven't. Like, everyone else has introduced each other. But
so I guess every time anyone's been talking to me, they've just
Birdie.
Been saying
they've literally
talking.
Just called you Birdie.
Well, no, yeah, he called you Birdie.
Yeah, everyone's been calling you Birdie. And Birdie
was just been Quill. Talking directly Birdie. To you.
Yeah.
No one's asked.
Aww.
So the plan is, no, we'll go this way, and I'm pointing north. Okay. The ship will be to our left. The cave will be to our right.
Okay.
We could scout out from afar, potentially, just to see what they're like.
Sure.
If we keep if we can keep going north, scout around the mountain. If we see a camp, we've gone too far.
It would sound good if, yes, if we head on our way, and then perhaps you all could scout out, and we will keep an eye on Arvo for you.
Oh, thank you.
Good idea.
Very nice.
Let's do that.
All right, so you want to head to that midpoint between the cave and the airship
yes.
and then scout out. Okay, yeah, which one would you like to check out first?
Well, I suppose, has the ship created like a large clearing or
well,
like...
just tell me which one you want to go to first and then I'll let you know some more details.
I guess we would
have
a look at the ship
first.
Because
the cave can like lead something.
So the first thing is making your way there, I need you to choose somebody who's leading you through the woods to avoid you getting lost. To make a survival check.
Well,
you may assist if anybody wants to try.
Quill,
I'm kind of navigating.
Not us
okay.
yeah.
So is anybody going to attempt to help Quill, or are you
I
just...
I can help.
Okay, so can you make a survival check for me first?
I think I would, yeah, I think I would be asking Isla
oh,
for
God. No.
Help and things like that. And like, you've seen this tree before, right?
Seven. Corin will try and help. He actually seems to be, yeah. I was going to say, you have advantage because Ayla is like trying to help, but you're used to a different style of wood and you often just kind of stalk off on your own and forget to come and tell him. Like, you're like, oh, yeah, this is interesting.
So, is this survival, sorry?
Survival with advantage.
Unnatural 20.
Okay. So, Ayla's kind of off doing her own thing, like wandering around, but Corin is kind of like, he kind of walks up beside you and he's like, oh, I don't think we've properly introduced. I'm Corin, Brother Corin of Siaska's Church.
Oh, I am. I'm Kilakad Kalar, from Hesper's church, I suppose.
Oh, you're one of the Airy folk.
Oh, well, possibly. I mean...
Oh, sorry, that is... sorry, my apologies. That is what we call followers of Hesper.
Follower is a strong term. I believe I've had some message.
Hmm.
But I don't really know what to make of it just yet.
He kind of chuckles a little bit. He's like... Believe me, I know how that feels. Siaska is wonderful, but sometimes the messages and teachings of the churches can be confusing. But yes, and he kind of gestures. He's like, I don't know much about the woods, but I've read a few books and things like that, and it does seem like... He gestures to like a few things like, this looks like an animal trail. I think this should be a fairly safe way to go. And like, you know, with his help, you kind of manage to keep yourself on a rough track. And,
oh, cool.
You know, he helps like... He shows you a few things, like he uses like some wind, he like checks the wind direction, and between you manage to kind of stay on track.
Nice.
And you don't lose any time. So you manage to make your way there, you don't get stuck in any difficult terrain, you manage to keep onto a fairly decent track, and it takes you probably about 2 hours or so to reach up to a certain point where, just on the edge, you can see now huge chunks of this forest have been cleared out by the falling ship. The ship has split into three sections. You can see that it's kind of broken at the bow, the stern, which I think is the back and the front, and then the middle section.
Yes.
And it's kind of scattered everywhere. And it's not really left a crater as it like upturned earth. Like it's kind of dug through the earth like a big plow. It's just kind of gone and thrown earth all around it on the side of it. You can see that there is no fire. There's not like anything's on fire or burning. Rather, it's just been shattered and broken all over the place.
Okay.
And you can just vaguely see that in the distance. You're not close enough really to see any details. You can just vaguely tell that that's what's happened. There's not really a crater, but it is pretty open. Like the ship itself has like pushed and thrown trees to the side as it fell.
Is there a lot of debris sort of scattered about?
Lots of debris, like varying from what appears to be parts of the deck, parts of the passenger chambers, cargo, just everything scattered around. It looks like quite a large area. If you wanted to like search through it, it'd take some time. But you can't, again, make out the exact details.
Yeah.
So if there are any creatures there, you're not sure you'd see them just yet.
Okay.
If you get closer, you would be able to.
Lucius, I don't think we're going to get your daddy's trunk back.
Oh, it's quite robust.
No, that's not the problem. It's the crash. It's a wide area. It will take us days to find even just one trunk in this entire valley.
But it's a very colourful bag, if it helps.
What was
can I
in it?
Be keeping an eye out for the wild elves now that I know what
that's what passive perception is. Okay. So your passive perception is like you're like constantly keeping an eye out. If you want to be like, no, I want to stalk around and see if they're sneaking up on us. But in general, your passive perception will just be a general like keeping your ears and eyes open. But unless you want to like stalk off into the woods and be like, no, I want to ambush these guys if they come after us, then you can make different checks.
Hmm. How valuable is that?
Very.
Is it irreplaceable?
Oh, yes.
What exactly is in the chest?
Oh, it's just business. You wouldn't like it. Yes.
Is it worth all of us risking our lives trying to find it?
Well, I'd be very grateful.
You'd
be handsomely rewarded.
We've already had to traipse through sewers to try and get that freaking chest.
Yes, what's another little skirt around an airship crash?
No.
He offered money.
Yes. Daddy will pay you handsomely.
What's in the chest?
Prototypes.
What kind?
Prototype cages.
Cages?
Yes, we're on our way back. Well, Daddy wanted me to go on my first airship ride, and I was very excited, and I was like, yes, Daddy, I will go on this airship ride. That sounds fantastic. Also, I get to see some other towns and places. I've never left Gusthaven before. This is fantastic. But yes, he gave me responsibility for this bag to reach its destination.
Is Daddy going to be really mad if you don't...
He'll be very cross with me, yes. Very cross.
What kind of prototypes? What is your family invested in?
You don't know about the Elanastos? Oh. Well,
guessing not.
I guess everyone looks around confused.
Nope. You would have heard of them.
Oh, would I?
Yeah, because you, again, Sky Cities, you do a lot of work with them as a messenger. The Elanastos, you know this, they build Ethereum, what's called an Electrum cage. And it's basically like a cage made of a mix of silver and gold. And it's designed in a certain way that it holds an Electrum core. And when those are dangled from Sky Cities as they pass through clouds, they gather Ethereum. They gather the magical residue of Ethereum and it crystallizes. Mm-hmm. And these cages have to be enchanted and they have certain ways of being made. And the Elanastos are one of the high elven noble families that make them.
Okay.
So they are fairly rich. They're not the most cutting edge family in the world, but you would know that, you know, they're a fairly big deal when it comes to it. Yeah.
Would Nova know about that, given that she's like fairly technology?
Yours is more planar interest. Yeah. This is more like Sky City stuff.
I guess this is like physics.
This is more
chemistry compared to...
And it's more like very specific to the Sky Cities. Yeah. The way that Ethereum and stuff works is very set to them. Your interest is more in things like planar magic and maybe more like the actual, like the cradle and the stars.
Astrology.
This is like business more than...
Yeah.
And Sentry... You've never even heard of Ethereum. You've never heard of, like, this is all... And at one point, Sister Yusuf kind of comes and is like, Guardian, I want to make sure that you are all right. You asked some questions the last time we spoke, and I just want to make sure that you are you all right? I imagine it was quite a lot of information to take on at one time.
It's a lot of information to take on. I can try my best to try and find Solvin again. I'm sure we can... search for it at a later stage. I believe it's still there.
Well, what I could say to you is the Sky Cities, they were lifted by Hesper, the god of winds and magic. He lifted them into the air and set them adrift. Many of them are old cities. Many of them are still from before the Sundering. And many of them have libraries and they have scholars there that would... Well, if anybody is going to know of your city, of your home, it would probably be one of the Sky Cities and their libraries. I do think that that might be the best way to find your answer. And I Siaska may be gone, but her divine power still lingers, and I,
I hope that it travels with you wherever you go. And she just kind of pats you on the shoulder and just kind of like gives you a sort of nod and is like, and if there's anything we can do, please let me know.
Thank you.
And just nods and gives you a quick like little nod. Cool.
So how mad would your dad be?
He'd get into a strop for at least a week and I wouldn't have any, I'd be housebound. And that'd be awful.
Grounded.
Yes, housebound. Mm. We don't like to use the word grounded. It sounds so barbaric.
I've been there.
That's like us. Hey. We're currently grounded because we're on the ground.
Oh, that's
my God,
true.
Yes.
Yes. We're all grounded. Wonderful. Oh,
dear God.
We're grounded.
But surely you would be happy that you had...
That was a joke, Sentry. Very good.
Surely...
Is that correct?
It is correct.
Look how we all laugh together.
Your human module is working.
That's wonderful. Good to know.
You see Ballard is kind of like very quiet teenage girl. It's kind of smirking, like she's kind of like, yeah, that's pretty funny.
But surely your father would be happy that you're alive and not dead.
Yes, yes.
So he could
he
make
does place
more...
value in the lives of people.
But he could make more prototypes, surely.
Well, this prototype took a long while and a lot of money to make.
I mean, do you
and
have...
And it's not something he'd usually do.
Do you have
it's
any
all about tradition.
Do you have any blueprints on you? I could try and make a new one.
Blueprints?
Sketches on what it looks like?
Well, I'm just...
Diagram? Any notes?
Oh, they're probably in the box.
Useful.
Well...
We could get some supplies from that ship, but...
I was thinking that the ship will have food and water and such things.
Look, my daddy is very clever. And he understands the El Anasto business. I'm sure there's airship crashes now and again throughout the centuries of the El Anastos. And there would be tracking, people would track. Like, your kind would probably know the airship routes. And my daddy would know that we're crashed and come save us any moment now.
Well, not if the elves
take
everything. And so your plan is we stay here and wait?
No. I'm sure they'll come and pick up the package. We don't have to worry.
That is some wishful thinking.
If the elves see a very colourful case, I'm sure they'll take it.
It's robust.
Yeah, do we know what does his luggage look like? Does it look as ridiculous as
people? It's very thick trunk, like very well made, like metal.
But is it all covered
reinforced.
In gems and everything?
It is not. I wouldn't say it's probably covered. If it's your dad's case, it probably is quite nondescript, but it has. A symbol of a kind of like a pyramid trapezoid shape that looks like a cage made of solid metal kind of stamped onto it. Mm-hmm. And it is painted. It looks expensive. It would look expensive.
Yeah. It's to be shown at a pitch, basically. Yeah. Something like, whoa, look at this.
So it's something that people will definitely go for.
They definitely
know it.
Bespoke. The young girl kind of pipes up and she doesn't speak that much, but she kind of like looks up at the group and is like, another thing, well, what happened to the people that tried to attack us? The Guardian said that there were more on top of the ship. If they're still there, we shouldn't go anywhere near that thing. They were really scary.
That's true. Yeah. They were, yeah.
They were from the Court of Shadows.
What is this?
The sister looks at you and is like, well, they are more than likely part of the Remnant. And what business they had on our ship, I do not know. But, yes, I wouldn't... Well, it would be interesting to know why they were after us or why they
the
came
Court
after
of
the
Shadow?
Ship.
How important.
Do you remember
Callus's?
Do you remember when Callus Starbane attacked? He brought his Court of Shadows with him, the Dragonborn. They fought for him.
No, wrong. Just clarifying. Dragonborn didn't fight for him.
Wasn't it?
No, Dragonborn arrived before and warned that he was coming. The Dragonborn are allies of Eros. Just a quick thing.
Would I know about Starbane?
I mean, everybody knows, like, the general legend. Like, everybody that isn't Sentry and Nova would probably know the basic legend, which is this. Long, long time ago, Dragonborn came down from space. Literally, Dragonborns in crystal and metal ships landed on the planet. They thought that they were, you know, that they came to attack, but they basically revealed to the gods that they were here to warn them that a tyrant, this kind of evil figure called Callus, was coming. This guy arrived basically with more of these kind of metal ships from space and thousands of hobgoblins and mind flayers and all sorts of horrible creatures.
Were they new to Eros, hobgoblins and mind flayers?
Yeah, they came down with the ships.
Space.
They came with chaos demons, fiends, all of these kind of things
were
part
aliens.
Of his army.
Okay.
And he basically turned up and said, I love this planet. I love what you've done with it.
give me half the people, and I'll leave the rest of you. And Siaska and the gods said, no, these are ours, we're their protectors, you're not taking them. And a big war happened. Uh-huh. At the very end of the war, Kallus tricked the gods and all of the people of Erois into a battle that they thought they could win. And during that battle, he revealed his true power, which was far more than anybody was expecting. And he killed Siaska. Siaska's divine energy was scattered and it formed something called the Cradle, which is a barrier that prevents ships and planar travel reaching Erois.
Okay. So it means this is dragon, beyond centuries time.
This is far beyond centuries time. Century was shut down before this happened. Mm-hmm. But for the rest of you, you know that it means that things like the Dragonborn ships can't leave. It means that things like the Tieflings and Aesimar, who were people that came via planar magic, can't leave. But it also keeps Kallus and many of his other forces away. Mm-hmm. What's left is what generally people of the Lowlands and the Scots is called the Remnant, which is like the leftover hobgoblins and demons and all these kind of monsters that were left behind, but are now still trying to like find ways to break the cradle or break the planar barriers and stuff and summon allies.
Oh, I see. So break the cradle, bring Kallus back.
Yeah. That's generally what everyone is yeah. That's the legend that everybody knows.
Do we think of it like as a legend?
This was about 400 or 500 years ago. So for Century, it's very different because you were there and you would know some things a little bit differently, which we'll talk about just in private, just like ever so slight differences.
Yeah.
Nova, you would have the same thing, but perhaps more in more detail. You would know some of the names of the battles. You would know how the other gods were involved. You'd probably know that, yeah, things like the planar magic, like the Ganassi obviously arrived with Vortensar, the Tieflings and Aesimar arrived. Planar magic was something that Siaska banned. She was just like, do not look into planar magic. I forbid it. But people still did it anyway because they're dumb. You would also probably know a little bit about the archways, which are ancient planar gates, but most people don't know about those. So there you go. That's like the real quick, for the three of you, the quick overview of that. And the Court of Shadows is an old name. It's generally not used. Most people just call them the Remnant. The Court of Shadows was the name of Kallus' army when he came down.
Yeah.
Like, he called it the Court of Shadows.
So it's really specific.
They are now called the Remnant.
Okay.
So we would think Remnant, and we wouldn't really know Court of Shadows.
No. It's maybe like if you were like well-learned, but that's why Nova knows it and not the rest of you. Because, I don't know, do you have much history knowledge?
I probably just was taught it,
but
it's like the boring lessons.
Okay.
So.
So the rest of you would, as soon as she kind of says that they're known as the Remnant, it kind of twigs a bit more and you're aware of
it.
They are the remains of Kallus's forces.
Yes.
Right. Well, that's not good.
No, it's not good.
So they're on the ship?
They were the ones who attacked us on the ship, yes.
Of all the airships.
They attacked us on the ship, but are they there now? If they were on a ship and they crashed...
You're the one with the eagle eyes.
Well, I can't see them from here. We're so far away. Also, eagle eyes, that's very racist.
They're about 60 feet away.
Who?
The airship.
No. This is like
far, far away.
Yeah, it's probably about a mile. Like, you'll probably have to walk over there and stuff. Arval will say, well, I mean, if you don't want to risk yourselves, then by all means don't. But there could be supplies on that ship, food, water, healing supplies for myself.
Packages.
Could be the captain still alive or someone as well. They might need help.
We need to help those poor
peasants.
If there was some of those dudes there, though. If they were there, and the elves are there, maybe they've sort of killed a few people.
Could we find each other?
Yes.
Maybe you could sneak in, not let anyone know you're there.
Yes, good idea.
I think.
At the very least, there's a lot of supplies scattered around just the valley in general. We could probably pick up what we need before we even get to the ship.
We could try.
We might even, if we're extremely lucky... find your colourful little...
I think Siaska's on our side. And I look at the three...
Dead. Yeah. Corin nods. He's like, hopefully Siaska is always on our side. But yes, we have no magical power to lend aid, but we can certainly say a prayer in your name.
Absolutely. Oh, have you ever been to Gusthaven?
I have, actually, yes.
Have you seen the Grand Cathedral of the Star Mother?
That's where I learnt my lessons.
What a divine place.
I was quite fond of it, and sky jousting as well.
You have sky jousting there?
At Gusthaven, of course. We have one of the greatest sky jousting arenas in all
Death
of Erois.
Deathfall Arena.
What are the names of your current champions?
I mean, I've not been back in a long time.
Would I know that?
I'd say that anybody who is familiar with, again, not counting you two because you're a lowlander, you're a robot from the past. I think that sky jousting is like a real kind of elven tradition.
It's
definitely an enjoyable, something people watch. Like, it's what it sounds like. People on winged mounts jousting in the sky.
Okay.
Things like people, and the different riders will find different types of beasts to ride on. And so you might have like the villainous kind of jouster who rides like a manticore. And then you'll have the heroic one who rides a pegasus or a unicorn or whatever. Yeah.
It's a beautiful sport.
Do you know the name of your current champions?
No.
No.
I choose not to watch the current champions.
What? Why?
Because some idiots are in it.
What? Why? What?
Who? Yeah, let's just not. We've got to survive.
Should have this conversation when we can find ourselves at a nice inn with comfortable beds.
Now, I like the sound of that, Arvel. You always know what to say.
How is Arvel looking?
Peachy, like you can see he's kind of a bit pale. He's not any worse, but he doesn't look great. He's like, you can see that he's injured, he's out of energy, he's just knackered. And listening to two sky people prattle on about sky jousting.
Okay. I'm not a sky person.
He basically thinks you are.
We've got some
I'm an air person.
So, before we go on break,
I would say we're going to go towards the ship.
Yeah.
You're going to investigate the crash.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Just some quick housekeeping while I'm here. I want to say huge thanks to everybody that has supported us with the launch of this new campaign, sharing it with their friends, sending in fan art, and rating this podcast on iTunes. It's been super helpful for us. If you haven't yet, please do give a review on iTunes. In the early stages of a podcast launch, reviews and ratings are crucial to boost it up the charts and get it seen by new people. So if you could, that would be very, very much appreciated. Also, a huge thank you to our sponsors, D&D Beyond and Brilliant.org. D&D Beyond is what we're using in our game to track our stats and basically digitize all of our character sheets, and it's been super, super useful for me in particular to keep track of all my spells. Also, if you go to D&D Beyond and use the code HIGHROLLING, that's all caps and one word, HIGHROLLING, you will get 25% off your first purchase, excluding the Legendary Bundle. And also, a big thanks to Brilliant.org, who provide logic puzzles and more in fun and interesting ways. So if you're looking for a way to trick your players with some interesting puzzles, or you want to outsmart your DM, like I do, then head to Brilliant.org using the link bit.ly/highrollersarebrilliant. That's bit.ly/highrollersarebrilliant, and the first 200 will get 20% off their annual subscription. Once again, thank you very much for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the second half of this episode to see how we deal with those wolves in the ship and other stuff. Anyway, please stick around for that. We'll see you then. Goodbye.